Consequence Podcast Network.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Unz. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Bryce. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Robers, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Music festival landscape is vast and wide. Luckily, you have the What Podcasts by your side at all times. Which bands this year that matter? With Barry Corder, Brad Steiner, Lord Taco. Diving into the world of the music industry, music festivals, and everything in between. Another one starts right now. Welcome into the What Podcast, which bands this year that matter? Over the years, we have talked to countless bands, artists, and festival goers. Every now and then, we like to take a look back at some of the best moments of the What Podcast, five or so minutes, in what we call, cleverly, a high five. Another great moment from the What Podcast right now.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
High five.
You're really good at this.
Yeah, I have no idea what's happening.
You know, when
how many shows you guys think you see a year?
I don't know. I mean, it's what we
do. Are you five a week? Are you a 5 a week?
Well, with young children, yeah. not we don't, we can't, you know.
We send the
young staff out for that kind of stuff. Yeah. But we see a lot of shows. We still see a ton of shows.
You must really trust your staff, because you can't see every person that you've booked. You know, you probably have not seen every...
No, live.
But I think of somebody like Yola, who I think is like your secret weapon this year, who's going... I mean, she's got a Grammy nomination, for crying out loud. And how you found her when you booked her, I don't know. But I have a feeling it's a Dan Arbach connection. But I love that album and I love her so much, but I don't know what she's going to be live, and I don't know if anybody's seen her live.
And this is where Steve, you know, I don't know, not to toot any horns, but Steve and I have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
I was turned on to Yola, let's call it a year and a half ago. It could have been a little less, but let's say it's about that, and kind of knew the connection with Massive Attack and her history. And then I listened, I got a couple of songs before the record came out. And again, this is where we have, you know, just being who we are in the professionals and being in the business, we get turned on to things before they're really out there. Yeah. And I just remember listening to the first couple of tracks that I heard, and you just know,
right,
that is going to be a thing,
and,
you know,
and he did. I mean,
so we jumped on it. We booked her. I think the first event we had her on was our inaugural Railbird Festival in Lexington, Kentucky last year. And she opened one of the stages. And since then, you know, obviously her career has really taken off, but we knew, you know, we really need to get her on Bonnaroo. But so much about an artist like that is it's you know, timing really plays into a huge part of it, right? Because it's important. I don't know what kind of cycle we're on. There's so many bands to book in any given year. And really, if you think about it, like if you're an artist that's breaking, what's the opportunity that you have at Bonnaroo? It's really, you almost have like one shot at it, right? Because if we book you and it isn't the right time in your career, or we don't, you know, or it's not the right slot or look or whatever it may be, then the opportunity to come back is, what are we, 5 years, 4 years, five years, three? It depends on the artist and what happens in their career, but we're not really repeating an artist
very
regularly.
But
it's
the
hard.
Ones that you do, like, you guys can go through and probably really take some pride in the amount of artists that you think you probably broke.
Started small.
Sure.
I mean, I can go off the list here. I mean, I think you broke the Alabama Shakes. I mean, I think you broke the Black Keys. Banks, and put her on a look that she hasn't had since.
I don't know that we're breaking any. Like, I'm just like, I hear that, and I feel like even, I don't know that's
the right word. Yeah, we have
the opportunity with a great look, really music head audience, but I don't know that we're breaking.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's more, especially in the southeastern region. It's like it's very valuable to help, you know, build awareness, and we've definitely, like, that's not lost on us or anyone else. But break is not the right word. But we've also been, I think, a lot of that also speaks to just being like engaged and being like, you know, I was actually I did an interview with the LA Times last week about Tame Impala, because they're doing a Tame Impala, and we've had Tame Impala on the festival three times, starting with a tent on a Sunday at 6 p.m. That was in 2013, I believe, when the second record was just kind of breaking. They came back in 2016 and did the late night set on Second Stage, which you referenced earlier, and now they're headlining. So, you know, we didn't break Tame Impala, but we knew that Tame Impala was a great band, and we, you know,
but I bet there are a bunch of artists that really, really thank you a lot.
We provide an opportunity. And but I think what we're, I think one of the, there's a couple of things you're missing though, right? Because we're just one part of it.
Yeah.
You know, because we book a band and give them an opportunity at Bonnaroo, that isn't the end of the story, right? To me, there's two other huge factors there. One, the artist still has to come out and perform and put on an amazing show. But then the number one thing, the reason why we get so excited to book the undercard and the early slots at Bonnaroo is because it doesn't matter if we book a band early in a 10 or on the Who stage or whatever, if nobody shows up to see them.
Yeah.
And that's why Bonnaroo is the best festival in the world, because our audience shows up to every show, because it gives us the confidence as it really allows us to be curators and taste makers and say, hey, we really think you are going to be turned on by this. Yeah.
Consequence Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.